You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. Thursday today. At least if you were listening on the radio at either 11:45. I was on live this morning at 7 a.m. and I was unable to record that program. So I'm recording it again for all of my friends out here at 11:45 this morning here on WWBC 94.7, 100.7 FM, and also 8:45 at night on 91.5 WMIE. I needed to re-record this because you need to hear this message. The Lord Jesus said that beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. And he said, you'll know them by their fruits. The main point is what he said, false prophets in sheep's clothing. Also, Matthew 24:24, our Lord said that many false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. This is why I run from signs and wonders. I hear events going on the radio and people say, come to my event, join me. I'm going to be calling fire down out of heaven. If you're calling fire down out of heaven, friend, I'm running the other way, because signs and wonders were designed to have you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that God is the one true God. And calling fire down out of heaven is why the last person who called fire down out of heaven did just that. And after he did it, all the people said, Jehovah, he is God. He is God. And now we're going to see here today that the time is coming soon. I believe in your lifetime and mine that this is going to happen again. Revelation chapter 13, and I want to look at today someone that's known as, and we don't just call him that, the Bible in chapter 19, verse 20, as he's thrown in the lake of fire, specifically calls him the false prophet. He's coming soon. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, John writes, then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. Now, another is the Greek word allos. Means another of the same kind, as opposed to the word heteros, which means another of a different kind. Like when Jesus said, I will send you another helper. It's allos, means another of the same kind, like himself. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit, of course. Here, as I will send you, then I saw another beast, allos, another of the same kind. I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. Later on in the book, we understand earth just means a great sea of peoples. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Now, I was saying to my church family last night, the book of Revelation is a book of symbols. Understand the symbols, you'll understand the book. Understand the symbols, you'll understand the book. You ought to make a little chart or a key and write these things down or remember them. When you see a lamb in the Bible, It goes all the way back to the scapegoat when they laid hands on him and they laid there and all the sins of the people were cast upon the scapegoat on the lamb. One of them was killed. The other was sent out into the wilderness. Even John the Baptist, when he saw Christ, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away," like the scapegoat, "who taketh away the sins of the world." When you see lamb in the Bible, even the lamb that Abraham saw caught in the thicket by its horns, and it was sacrificed in their place, just like Jesus was. The lamb in the Bible is Christ. The dragon, who's the dragon? Revelation chapter 12, that dragon, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, was cast out of heaven. The Bible specifically tells you exactly who the dragon is. You don't have to guess. The dragon is the devil. So when you see someone here, this is just what Jesus warned you about. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. The false prophet's going to pretend to be good. He's going to maybe pretend to be Christian or Jewish. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. And he exercised, see, just deep down inside, he's a devil, just like the Apostle Paul warned. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. That's tough, isn't it? How do you know the difference? It's like Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. You'll know and spot these people by what comes out of their mouth. What do they believe and teach about Jesus? What do they believe and teach about sin? These are how you'll know these people. What do they know and believe and teach about Israel, the apple of God's eye? You'll know them by their fruits. Let me continue. He exercises all the authority of the first beast. Remember, the first beast is the Antichrist. This is another beast of the same kind here. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Remember, this guy is going to apparently die. Whether or not he really does, I don't know. Remember, Paul said it's powers, signs. It says when he comes, it'll be with powers, signs, and lying wonders. And Jesus said, remember, what'll be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. So, is it legit? I don't know. All I know is a couple billion people are going to fall for it. That's why Jesus warns you, don't be deceived by it. So, he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast. I'm in Revelation chapter 13, verse 12, for those that have a Bible and can follow along. Or follow along when you get back to where you're going or when you're going home. Read this, would you please? I believe you're going to see this in your lifetime. And God could maybe use you to save millions of people. All because you know the future. All because you've got tomorrow's newspaper here today. You could, in one event, God could use you to save more people than Billy Graham did in his whole life. Because you took the time to know this scripture. I'm telling you, over 3 billion people are going to fall for this. When they see this man call fire down out of heaven, that's the next verse, verse 13, and I don't mean Mockingbird Lane. Revelation 13, 13, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which was granted to him to do in the sight of the beast. He causes fire to come down out of heaven. Let me ask, when was the last time someone has done that? For those of you that know your Bible, do you remember the last time in the Bible someone called fire down out of heaven? In the New Testament, James and John two apostles of the Lord. They wanted to. They wanted to call down fire because of the Samaritans. He said, "Shall we call down fire like Elijah did and wipe these guys out?" And Jesus said, "You know not what manner of spirit you are." They were forbidden from doing that because the next person to do it is this false prophet. Elijah did it. He called fire down out of heaven. You can read that in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses around 37 and 38. Also in 2 Kings, when Ahab was sending the commander of 50 to come and take him, he called fire down out of heaven twice and burned up all the people. Third commander said, "Whoa, it was me. Don't burn me up too, Elijah." And then God said, "Go with him." He has a history of calling fire down out of heaven. Now think about this. I believe that this false prophet is going to say that he is Elijah. Meditate on that this weekend. And we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to pick it up right here as well. Think about it. Malachi the prophet wrote in the last thing written in the Old Testament. He says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children back to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." The Jews are waiting for Elijah. God promised it was going to happen. He promised Elijah was coming back. And now here's a man calling fire down out of heaven. God help us. Help everyone that doesn't know the word of God. This man could point to the Bible, erroneously, to prove who he is. And point to that text and say, "Look, I am Elijah." And tomorrow when we get into this, we're going to look and see that this man's got the power to give life. That's where we're going to pick it up. But think about this, friend. On the earth at the same time, over yonder here, maybe a couple miles down the street, down Jerusalem Boulevard, on the earth at the same time, is two mysterious witnesses who preach for 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years on the Hebrew calendar. Many people think, and I'm one of them, that one of these guys is Elijah, the real Elijah, who did not die. And the Bible says it's appointed on the man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So on the earth at the same time is Elijah and the false prophet who says he is Elijah. One will be leading people to Christ. The other will be calling fire down out of heaven. Wow, what a time to be on planet Earth. Can you imagine that? That on the earth, this is like that old TV show called To Tell the Truth, when someone I have to yell out, "Will the real Elijah please stand up?"
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.